another one.
Yo.
And the last one.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's why Josh is here.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. All right.
He came through for that.
Josh is finally going solo. So
yo, that's crazy. Tooted, yo. I don't know when.
He talked to Kyle. Kyle was like, chase your dream.
Yo, he really told me that, bro.
Really?
What?
Yo, like, do what make you happy. And I was like,
masturbate.
Make Daquan under.
Oh.
Sick. And I'm the bad friend. That's crazy.
I'm a good friend. I keep it real with you. Not one of those yes men.
Sure. It's your co-host Daquan here. Other co-host Dan here. Yo. And Josh is finally back.
Yo.
I heard they missed me.
Yeah, no, they did.
Did they really?
This is the first episode you've been on in 2024.
I know. Damn. You left me in Puerto Rico.
He had to swim back. He just got back.
Like, you know those fucking planes on GTA when you do one of those drug little things? Yeah, I had to fly back with that shit. Nobody told me how to fly that. Crashed like three of them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How you doing though, Josh?
I'm tired, bro. I'm not gonna lie, yo. I have not been getting sleep for real, for right now.
Nah.
Like, I get up early to go to the gym. Then I like come home. I probably like go on like my game, play 2K or something, and then
still play that. That's still a thing, 2K.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yo. Listen,
I thought shit was ass.
No. No.
Oh no, it's been ass for years.
Like, that's
over a decade. But like,
you know, it's funny. My Xbox, it overheats now when I play 2K. So I can't
what the fuck?
Damn, yo.
It's not a PlayStation issue. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yo, come on,
dang.
Man.
Yeah. Dang.
Look, you still going to play with the fucking Xbox, aren't you? Yeah. Weirdo.
I mean, I barely play the game anyway, so it's kind of like, ass, whatever. Yeah. I can play MLB The Show, no problem.
MLB? What have you done anything baseball related? What is this?
When I was young.
He's trying to be a little, what's it called? The coach. What's it called for the little kids? Little League?
Oh, Little League?
Is it Little League?
Yeah.
Or Pee Wee. Some
trying to
like
coach one of his kids. It's all coming together.
Well, before we go into like the actual conversation of today, I want to say thank you for everybody that supported this podcast, that's liked the videos, download the episodes, you know, watch our clips and everything. It's been like a year and a half of us doing
this. Yeah, it's been a minute for this one.
Yeah. You know, we really got to thank the people of Belgium.
Yo, no, in fact, shout out to y'all. Yeah. Belgium, these people in India, Australia, UK.
Hey.
Like, literally all around the world. So, shout out to all of you guys. Shout out to all the people that came on as guests too, especially your friends and stuff too.
Man, you know we should do like last episode special, you know, like bring back some people and everything.
Nick, we could barely get you in the podcast.
Damn,
you were the
guest.
You are the special,
special guest. Oh shit, am I gonna get the questions and everything?
Yeah.
Don't ask me the whack questions though. I don't know no answers.
Hey, where the fuck you been?
That's the question. See, you get too fat.
So we are gonna talk about the Drake and Kendrick beef that's been going on for a while.
Oh, I said no whack question.
This
hoax for real.
So what did you guys think of the songs that dropped? Who do you think is winning?
Oh, it was good.
Who won? If you think it's over.
I think it's over, though. Mm. I don't know. It's been a while since either of them have dropped anything.
That shit was crazy. It's only been like a few days.
Yeah,
that's
a
while.
No, it's been a week. It's been a week since last Sunday.
Yeah.
It's been a week. So it's been a while. I don't know if Drake's really. No, I think it would be on Kendrick.
Yeah,
now,
technically, it's on Kendrick,
but
Drake needs to drop one more song.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
I think overall, I think Kendrick won. Overall, Drake had some good songs, but overall impact, I'd say Kendrick.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the same. I think honestly, I think musically, it's a tie to me. But I think optically, I think Kendrick won. Just because, not like us, like, it's on, like, every meme page. Everyone's making, like, funny videos about it. The song goes absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's just
really playing that shit everywhere, bro.
No, deadass.
Holy shit on the inside.
Nigga, it's on the playoff games and shit.
No, deadass, bro. Nigga, be playing that shit during warm-ups. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, it's nuts. Honestly, I was surprised how well, obviously, I know Drake can rap, but I was like, he really, like, rapping his ass off.
Was it him? Think it's him?
He don't got a choice.
He's definitely rapping.
Oh no!
Is he writing every single one? I don't know, but he's definitely rapping. No.
Nah, yeah, he is.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me because it seems like Kendrick took the Drake approach by like dropping more music, dropping like club bangers, and then Drake was just like, "I'm gonna just bar you up and that's it. I'm not gonna try to do nothing too crazy. I'm not gonna drop a bunch of music. I'm gonna just." Hey, I respond when you respond, and that's it.
That's
I responded
true.
Three times in a row. You only responded once?
Nah.
I mean,
summed up all of them.
Yeah. Because Drake kept saying that, like, oh, Kendrick's been holding songs for mad long now, so he's just dropping them whenever. So it's like, I'm not about to try to match your pace. I'm going to just respond when I feel like responding. So who do you think?
Yeah, whatever.
So you got Kendrick in his beef?
Nah, for sure, man. But like, I don't know. I haven't really listened to like really any of that for real, for real.
Not for real.
Like, nah, to be honest, like I don't know. Rap beef. That's like, I guess not my thing. For real, for real.
What's your thing? Like, what's your thing?
Kyle.
Oh my fucking
yo,
god.
Yo, if Kyle got into rap beef, would you participate into it? Like, what if Kyle and Logic started beefing each other?
I'm getting on a track and I'm crying. This nigga said, yo, I'm barred up, I promise you, bro.
I'm gonna let you know, Logic's gonna spank him in the rap.
But like, who would he beef with? I'm trying to see. Who are you, Lil Yachty? I don't know.
Nah, but I think they're cool.
Nah, they have one song together. Yeah. They have a few songs together.
I'm sorry.
Like, I'm trying to see who do you actually beef with, low key?
He deadass does not beef with anybody.
Yeah, he's such a
bother.
He's like the J. Cole of like, that type of music.
I can see Kid Cudi just cause.
Randomly?
Yeah.
Kid Cudi inspired him. I don't know.
Kid Cudi be flipping sometimes.
Kid Cudi was starting to beef.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, Kid Cudi was started.
Jonah Lucas, he would just randomly start beefing anybody.
Like, what? He
just be doing that.
Yeah. Like, why? What is the correlation?
Bro, he did that to Logic, and Logic was like, bro, what? Why are we beefing? Yeah, I don't know. Like, who the fuck with Kyle? Trippie Redd, maybe?
Nah, I thought they were cool. Yeah.
This guy's too nice, bro.
He's too nice.
He's a good person. Yeah, screw you. Yeah, I got to finish his character.
I don't know, though. This track comes out, you're like, ah, shit, he did all that?
Yo. Oh, man. Yo. Nah, it's definitely going to be about, like, his, like, ex-wife or whatever, bro. Like, but otherwise,
maybe Chance
like,
the Rapper.
Nah, they're cool too.
Damn,
nah, man. Yeah, like, damn. They're good. They have a
I'm trying to
together,
think of like
dude.
Who's somebody.
I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be a funny beef for him to beef with Little Dicky. That would be a funny beef.
That would just
random.
I feel like they'll both.
I
want to like,
take. I don't know
powers.
If anyone would take this.
No, none of us. So we're like, we would be entertaining. No,
take Little Dicky ass, yo, and Dick Little.
That would be a funny ass beef to see. Alright, what was your favorite diss track from this beef?
Damn, I don't even remember all of them.
Favorite diss track, I'm probably gonna say Euphoria, just cause of like I feel like it was more melodic, more like at least the first half of it. And that's kinda like the music I've really been into lately, so definitely that one.
What about you, Dan?
I think probably Euphoria too. I don't even remember all of them. I would wake up and they're like three songs I gotta catch up to. Yeah,
so.
I'd wake up. There's three songs.
Hold up, country. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I'd be having to catch up with my chats. I'm like, oh shit, hold up. Listen,
I was behind. So and the meme my region, hold on.
And the meme page, I'll catch up with those. I'm like, oh shit.
Daniel's on all the YouTube videos.
Yeah, okay, but I think probably Euphoria probably. Bump
me, I like Family Matters by Drake. That was tough. Not Like Us, that shit is a banger. I keep fucking listening to that song.
He really crushed the van from Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the actual. Yeah,
but
it don't matter.
Yeah,
it was someone needed to shoot that nigga.
Yeah, that was part two. The fact that he made a music video, I was like, that's kind of tough to do during rap beef.
He's never set foot in Compton again. I promise you.
I don't know.
Oh, you think he gonna do like a 6ix9ine and O Block and just like pull up for like 5 seconds?
Knowing Drake,
video
yes.
Oh man,
knowing Drake for sure. Cause he did that already at that restaurant, whatever restaurant.
He did.
The video of Family Matters. That's a restaurant Kendrick had. Whatever.
That was before it got too big.
I'm assuming the video was after it, and that's why he probably. At least I'm assuming that's why he put it in the music video to show like, hey, bro, I can still come to this restaurant. It's still my area.
It's Canada.
Yeah,
Canada don't really be like that. I'm just saying.
His bodyguard got shot. Who knows?
True. That is true.
Shit is getting crazy.
That is true.
All right. So we're going to rank the songs. I made a little playlist with all the songs. All
right.
I'm going to play a random song and...
Are we blindly ranking?
Yeah, we're going to blindly rank them.
How many are there?
There's 9 songs.
9.
We don't have to listen to the whole songs.
What, the rappy thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to bump the whole thing because they're like mad 6 minute songs.
We're Kendrick's all of Kendrick's.
But we'll listen to the first like 30 seconds. Alright. Alright. Hit shuffle and boom. Kendrick, please.
1.
One's the highest, bro.
1.
1. Here we go.
6-1-6-0.
Oh, okay.
Or 6-16.
I don't even know if I listened to this one because there's like 3 when this one came out. 2 or 3.
How are you feeling about this song? Based off the first minute.
We're going to listen to all nine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
So oh, there's nine of them.
Yeah.
You have to rank all nine. Oh, God, bro. So blind do a list of five for a reason. That is crazy.
So what is it? What, where you want to put this one?
I'm putting it like...
I'm feeling like a five.
Maybe you're higher than me. Nine. I'm going six or seven.
Okay, I'm cool with a six. Seven.
I'll go with six, I guess.
Right, we're going with six.
This is
six.
Crazy. Oh, man. Someone write this down.
Next one.
I still don't believe that. I still don't believe that.
That shit sound like Cap.
It sound like lie detector said it's a lie. That shit. All
right, where are we putting this one? This is Heart Part 6 by Drake. Heart Part 6.
I like it. I like it better than 616.
You did?
Yeah, I do too.
I like it better than 616.
But this one, like, he's really barring him up. In
yeah, I like this one better than 616. I'll say 5. 5.
I'm cool with 5. I like 6. This is not even your type of music. That's really not, that's shit.
Nah, no. He's really locked in about this. Oh,
he needs Kyle in the chorus. That's all.
No, nah. You shouldn't start by saying, nigga, I said it. I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendly or jabs. You mentioned my seed. Now deal with his dad. I gotta go bad. I gotta go bad.
This shit is hard. I was really, really
trying to keep it PG. I was really, really it bops. It does bop.
Don't. This shit is hard. I'm making CB. Shout out Chris Brown, bro.
Nigga, he's dealing with problems with Quavo.
Yeah.
That beef is wild, too. All right, where are we putting this one? I'm not gonna lie, this is like a top three.
I was gonna say, two or three.
I say two.
I'll go with two.
Two. All right.
You go with one, you glazer.
This is number one, right? You guys, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah, not like that.
Mustard in that beat, ho.
I don't see your head bumping.
Bop, nigga, bop. Where to bump? You better bop right now. Damn, I beat you up. Nigga, you not bumping. Get the head moving.
I look over. I'm like, why are you stiff?
I'm trying to listen like, okay.
Like, shit sound cool, I guess. Yeah. All right, where are you putting Not Like Us?
I like it more than Family Matters.
Yeah.
And
it's really catchy.
It is. Does that mean one?
What?
I don't know.
Because Family Matters is two.
Why is it
I guess we're both saying one, so yeah, whatever number you say, it's not gonna really matter.
Yeah, screw you, yeah. What if it's up to you, like, nothing
to say that. Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, it doesn't matter. Actually, people said one.
So what are you thinking, though?
Screw y'all.
You weren't bumping. It doesn't matter. You wasn't bumping.
We can put this at three if you want to convince us.
Just leave it at one.
Boom.
Still no head bump. That's crazy. He did drop the location. It's a great song, but overall,
yeah.
The song itself is great, but for the overall disses, the big three line wasn't like it was fire, but it wasn't like
it's
oh
good warning shot. Good
yeah,
warning
it was
shot.
It was a good warning shot. That's why I would say last. Just. It started it, you know, not reignited it. So that's why.
Josh, how
eight.
You feel?
Hey, I'm going.
I'm rolling.
Oh.
Josh is like, this shit's
not here, man. This is this ain't, that's what I'm saying, bro. That's why I ain't doing none of none this. I'm like, this ain't for me.
What you ranking this one then?
Yeah, where you wanna put this one? So we have 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Oh, do we have 7? I don't think we have 7.
The first one was 7. No, first one was 6.
First one was 6. I think 5, 1, 2. No, we have 1, 2, 5, 6, and 8.
Yeah.
7? 7? I was thinking. You're thinking 4.
I was thinking 4.
I was leaning, towards 7 more.
I mean, hey, we can put this up.
Weirdo.
That's the AI one. We use this Tupac voice.
Nah, I don't even need to hear the rest.
is this 9? Is this now? Nah, I'll put this at the last. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
AI Tupac is crazy.
Now it was Tupac and Snoop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Tupac and Snoop. Snoop was like, what I gotta do with
this? AI Snoop?
Yeah.
He's alive. You can actually get his vocals. Yo!
Oh, this is where he was just cooking raises.
You're a scam artist. You make music that pacifies him.
See, this was supposed to be one, but y'all dick rided the other one.
What? It's still good.
Now it's 4.
Do we have 3 open?
We don't have 3. We have 3.
Open. No, 3's not open.
Yeah, it is.
No, we got 1, 2.
No, it's not.
What was 3?
No, 3 was. Bro, I don't even fucking know these songs for real. That's why I said we need to write this shit down.
No, we don't have 3.
We got 3 open.
Yeah.
This is 3.
3, yeah.
Weirdos.
Actually, this is the last song, so this has to be 4. Or whatever number's open. Yeah.
4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
8, 9, yeah.
Do we have a 9?
Yeah, the Taylor Miracles.
The AI Tupac.
We got 10 seconds.
I completely forgot. I was like, do we have a 9?
Like, nah.
Oh, yeah.
To meet the Grand 4.
Yeah.
I'm rocking with the list. I like the list.
Yeah.
Josh is like, I don't give a fuck.
Josh is like, I'm bump Kyle anyway.
Yeah.
You need bump
we
gotta
get Kyle to start a rap beef. Next time you go to a concert, be like, yo, start a rap beef with somebody.
Oh, rap beef is crazy.
Do you see the Don?
Nah. Oh man,
what are you gonna do in that situation?
I'll be torn. I don't know, bro.
Who you picking?
I might have to just. I don't even know.
He has an answer. He just wants.
I don't. Yeah, no, that's
who do you think is the better rapper?
Better rapper. I don't know. I don't like really listen to like much of DC the Don. Like I guess trap music or shit where he's like really rapping like hard for real for real.
So who do you think makes better music? Like,
I think. Kyle makes better music. Well, at least more music. I consider better music I can relate to more, and I feel like that's definitely him. So,
So why we're ending the? Well, actually, before we move on, do you guys think the Kendrick and Drake beef is over? Do you think it's gonna continue?
Never ending, bro.
For now, at least, yeah, it's on pause until someone else gets shot, and then
I really hope not.
They didn't even pour Gatorade. They poured confetti.
What the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
That is actually.
They all drunk all of it, actually. Niggas didn't have enough. So, why are the pods ending, guys?
Pods ending.
9/11.
The what?
Nah. Oh, y'all going to keep
that,
it going.
Is that the name
of
the solo podcast you better do?
Oh, shit. Imagine Twin Towers. Jesus. Which plane's coming in today?
That's going to
be my guess. Yeah.
The plane?
Yeah, the planes. Yeah. Oh. Having a pilot would be actually crazy.
That the ghost is crazy.
That might be like a
I'm so scared of all of this.
Nah, man. Tune in. Trust.
Trust.
Nah.
So they're only dropping at 9/11, like the time? Yeah. Is that how it's gonna work?
Oh man, yo, come on, yeah, you might get a spot on the show. Hold on.
Yo. Comes in at 9/12.
Oh, all right. Wow. You just missed the building at that point. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. But yeah, the reason why we're ending the pod is obviously Josh couldn't be here as often as we would like him to be. I want to do more of my own thing within content and content creation and podcasting. Danny didn't really enjoy being on camera initially.
Yeah.
Look at you force him to do stuff he didn't want to do.
Hey, talk about, him, I'm a good friend. Yeah, of course he said yes. You peer pressured him. Yo.
I did it.
He had the sweat going down his head.
Yeah. I asked the both of you. You guys both said yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We're not going to be victims anymore. We're just going to fuck him up next time. Fuck that.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're just, you know, we just felt like this is the best time for us to end it. And like I said in the beginning, like, thank you for everybody that did support this podcast. And the casual nerds too that made
yeah,
it before that.
Actually, yeah. You didn't know about that, did you?
I did know about
no,
that.
You didn't. No, you didn't. Yeah, you didn't know about that.
Nah, you ain't know nothing about that. But yeah, it's not the end of the road for me, at least. I'm still going to do another podcast. I already recorded and edited one episode already. So,
nice.
Yeah.
He's basically just dropping us off.
Again, you don't be here, bro.
Dropping us off.
He starts a diss track for you.
A diss podcast.
Diss podcast. Like, so the real reason.
You know what you're going to get? One of those, like, crazy fans. You know how, like, niggas, like, write books, and then, like, one of the fans read it, and then they just get some old crazy, like,
you mean,
mindset,
like Stan?
And start killing niggas and shit.
Like, that's Stan, right basically.
Now. You packing us up? There's going to be a fan out there in Belgium or something that's going to hunt you
ass after.
Yeah.
Again, it's not my fault, guys. I don't
yeah, it's you.
Sorry, you want to continue the podcast then?
No, I'm fine.
Exactly.
Exactly. He's like, they're not happy with this. I'm content. I'm Gucci. It's beyond
so
me.
Do you guys have any favorite moments? Guests or just
Josh,
oh man, when Danny fucked up and he said, when I make that look, I'm fucking. Yo.
Yo, my mom, after that episode, she had watched it and she was like, what was Danny talking about? I was dying.
Yo,
if I tell you not put your hand on the stove, you put your hand on the stove, told you not to do it, now you burnt yourself. Then you do it again. Why do you keep putting your hand on the stove? You're going to burn yourself.
I'm
gonna
let you keep rocking.
Then, yo,
that's what no, I'm like,
bro.
Because, like, what is yelling?
Like, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna be like, that's what happens. You don't listen.
Yeah,
go but do then it again. I'm be like, do it again. Do it again. I'm be like, do it again.
Do it again. They're gonna keep doing it.
All right, that's stupidity.
Exactly. Stop being fucking stupid.
That's stupidity. I don't know. What to tell you.
But I feel like yelling at them doesn't do anything, though.
It doesn't.
Cause if I didn't listen to you the first time you said it nicely, why am I gonna listen when you're yelling at me?
Yeah. What the fuck?
So now I want the meme mug though. Like, I want to have the look that when I give you the look.
When I was a little kid, my dad had the look.
Yeah, my mom
crazy.
Got the look. Yeah, I want the look. When I give you the look, you know I'm fucking. I ain't fucking around. I know. I call myself. I'm like shit. I was like fuck.
That was a funny fuck.
I was like, wait.
That was funny.
I had to process it. Like, wait. That don't wait a minute. I was like, hold up. Hold up. That didn't make sense. That didn't make sense, did it? I was hoping y'all didn't catch it. I was like, if I keep going, they might let it slide. They might let it slide if they...
fucking funny.
Oh, man.
I corrected myself. She didn't catch the
episode. No, yeah. She did, but she was like, when she heard it, she had paused the episode. And then called me like, what is Danny talking about? I'm like, nah, he made a mistake. Like, you keep watching.
Nah, you was locked in. Nah, he's like,
locked in.
Yo.
That shit was too fucking funny, bro. I think when we did the Hot Ones episode, that was really, really fun.
That was fun.
What was that fun for? My tongue was burning. Oh, this nigga brought out the jug of milk.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the fakest in the room?
Woo!
Oh, it's kicking in? Damn.
That shit
don't jump. All right, but all right, here we go on next question, though. Here we go. Who in the room needs to tone down their ego? Damn.
Rank all your exes ugliest and prettiest.
Damn.
All my exes? Ugliest and prettiest. Who do you think is the worst at sex in our friend group?
The worst at sex in our friend group?
Or you hit a wing. I'm just saying, I want to put that out there. You know, I feel like you guys forget that's an option. Dip it in there. I'm going to take a bite of just regular chicken.
He's got to be included.
Yeah.
No offense to anybody that's watching this video. And we're back with another episode.
Oh, it's your fault.
Boys. This
what's
is a hot wings episode. Yes, we want to eat some wings, ask some questions.
Yes, sir.
Ask on today's show.
Yeah.
You ready?
I am.
Nah, that shit was, it was just, it was fun to like record it and even edit it after.
Oh, man.
That shit was cool.
For me, I'd say the Spider-Man one.
Oh, that was a good episode, too.
I like that one.
The Spider-Man one. We were arguing about our Spider-Mans and everything?
I think that,
we
too,
just finished watching
Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Across Spider-Verse.
That premiere was so whack for me.
You said it was whack?
No, for me. Because remember, I had the two niggas lapped up on each other.
I forgot about that.
Was whack. I'm like, what?
Yo, I can never watch that movie fully, like, okay.
Why?
I don't know why. Because, look, I saw it with y'all, and then I had the niggas sit next to me. Then I went and saw it again with some other girl, and I was sick. Cause fucking, I was working at summer camp, and one of the kids got me sick, and I couldn't like fucking like.
What's that got? Why you gotta speak at the movies?
No, not like I. Oh, you like talking about? But I literally kept coughing during the movie. I'm trying to hold this shit.
You were that
like,
guy.
Dude, watch at home on Netflix, bro.
Yeah.
I ended up doing that, bro, and I couldn't because my sister kept coming in and out the room. And I'm like, this can never be happy.
One day, I think you'll finish
one day,
it,
bro.
I've watched this shit like 4 times since it's been on Netflix.
It is mad good.
Yeah,
it's
not
good,
a fucking contest, bro.
I just said I watched it 4 times.
Like, come on, bro.
Damn. I'm like, it's still a really good ass movie, bro. Yeah. Going to see Across the Spider-Verse today, boys. You guys excited?
Oh my god. Wait, did we talk about being a fucking superhero? Not a superhero, being a civilian and like Marvel Manhattan?
No,
I've seen the movie. That shit would really be, because I really walked past like the Chrysler building not too long ago, and I was like, what if some shit was really going down? So, like, Spider-Man over there fighting
some nigga. Like, you walk down a block and Spider-Man just beating some
Bro,
ass.
I gotta go the other way, because civilians for some reason always get hurt.
But you wouldn't record? Like, I don't know. I might try to catch the vid.
You wanna be Peter Parker with the flip?
Like, you gonna be there in that sweater. You go for that.
Spidey! Oh no, you're gonna be the Dick Rider.
No, that's crazy. No.
It'll be Flash.
Never mind.
It's going to be a Dick Rider Flash.
Come here, Dick Rider. It's crazy. No. No.
Dick Rider.
I'm just a fan. Yeah. Oh, also that day we did the Father's Day episode where we set the whole fucking.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that was Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot that
was hilarious. Any favorite guests we had on?
Favorite guest.
Trey's always been a good guest.
Yeah, Trey.
Always
funny. He was literally, I think, our first on-camera guest too.
No.
Oh, I think he was.
Yeah. I was thinking about recording. I was gonna tell you I had to come to my house and record the last episode, and I was like, it's just not gonna really fit. It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be OD hot in there. I'm not putting that through that again. Oh my god.
Next time I'm gonna start overheating.
Not even on. Like, she's gonna blow up randomly.
Yeah.
Like,
she's gonna start smoking. Like, I'm doing hookah on this shit. It's just
For me, I might say my friend Greg.
Bruh, that was a good episode.
Is that the doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I was there for that one. That
was like, no, that was fun.
He would ask so many random ass questions.
Oh, no, 100%.
Like my butt. It'd be doing things.
Weird sexual shit for no reason. He's like, that type of doctor, bruh. Yeah.
He's going to hit you with mad professional. You're like, so let me, I got to test you first. You're like, all right, go, dog. You got to do your thing.
That would have been a great time. Shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Every guest we had this year has been like really, really fun.
Yeah.
I think my favorite guest episode is when we went to Staten Island with Ezekiel. That was a really fun episode.
I wasn't here for that one.
You pop out that one.
I was not here.
It was a great conversation. I feel like me and Ezekiel started talking about our passions and stuff, and that was like a really dope conversation as well.
Brandon's been a great guest too.
Yeah, facts. Shout out to you, Brandon. He came on twice. That was really, really dope. No, I forgot Gerardo and Devin came on this podcast.
Really? I remember.
So both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, so I do remember that.
Yeah.
It was mad long
Damn,
ago.
I wasn't there for that one either.
You were not.
Nope.
Y'all bring the good guests without that.
That's on you, dude.
I don't know what to tell you.
Y'all be like, fuck Josh.
That's on you.
You say getting fuck up. I guess for real.
It's literally you.
Oh, man.
He come
from my friend, the teacher friend. Like,
oh yeah, yo. You missed that too.
I did miss that episode. One too. Yeah. Oh man, when she's talking about the kid and the fucking boogers and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, I would have flicked my booger back at that.
What? That is you, so I can't.
Nasty, let's be nasty.
It's like can't be a teacher.
Nasty a kid. Yeah,
yeah. I was like the money
you're
one.
You're gonna lose that battle.
The video of the dad with the money. That's some shit Josh would do.
Yeah. You ain't got no motion. Like, I'm in third grade.
Yo,
bro, backed out money, bro. So
nuts.
That shit
is so crazy. You gotta let them know.
Imagine they come out with a fan, you're like, whoa. Shoot, dude.
Touching no paper for real. Like,
on, people have Monopoly money.
Yo, give me that shit.
But yeah, no, those are some fun ass times. You missed Emmanuel last time. That was the last
I
time.
I did.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Why
too.
Did I miss that one? It was some shit. Oh, I did have fucking work that.
Yeah,
day,
I
was
like, I think you're still right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That nigga shut down. Some bullshit.
And then now we're shutting
down. You got bad luck, bro. Yo, I swear to God, everything in my life is just crumbling around me, bro. Oh my God. I'm not holding this shit together, bro. Just going somewhere else. Fuck this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back. What else has happened? Oh, the Christmas special when we had everybody.
Christmas, we had Eric on here.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Oh, Eric. Eric is saying random.
That was like our first like fake viral clip that we had.
With oh, yeah.
Oh, word. The food. Out there. Well,
a racist ass motherfucker.
So racist. Like, I was like, yo, I've never seen this on the internet before. I thought this shit was fake. I was like, yo, niggas really like this.
No, no. And then
you pressed it too.
And then I defended Eric in the comments. I was like, leave us with Eric alone. And then the guy DM'd me like randomly like, yo, how did you know my name? I'm like, wait, what? I was just talking about you.
Nah.
No, that shit was so.
He from Philly too.
Funny.
That's what I mean. We like, they really the not like that online. Yeah. Like,
how you know my name, bro?
No, I was like, why the fuck would I know your name?
Also, it's Instagram. Nick. I just put your profile.
We have no mutual.
People are so fucking stupid, bro. Oh that's my god, bro.
I mean, we.
Oh, so many funny ass moments.
Yeah, bro. Nah.
So many. So how was your vacation, Danny?
It was good. No, it was actually really good.
This nigga's always on vacation, bro. Always. Is he on vacation at this point, bro?
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah,
but
you got any more trips lined up?
Yeah, I have two more.
No hesitation.
But they're not.
Two more, actually. Yeah,
but they're not trips. They're just soccer games I'm going to. One in Vegas and one in Arizona. Mm-hmm. The Arizona one's a little longer. It's like a weekend.
Oh, okay.
But the Vegas thing, I'm in and out. I'm dead just going for the soccer game. Yeah. But then other than that, not no other trips. No other trips right now. For now. But now the Europe trip was, man, it was really good. Really good. Four cities. Ponta Delgada. Porto.
Yeah.
Those are two Portugal cities and then two Spain cities, so Seville and then Barcelona. Yeah. And it was really good. Really good.
This one like sightseeing, right?
Yeah, it was just sightseeing. The first one was an island, just a tiny ass. It's smaller than Puerto Rico. It was tiny ass island. Just a lot of nature and shit. Mm-hmm. And then the other ones were actual like more cities, so more walking around, seeing shit, eating. Yeah. It was good.
Very good. Speaking of you going to the soccer game, I'm going to the next game on Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm praying they lose. Oh,
wow,
that shit in the air.
We got a number one New York game. You're from New York. And you hating it.
LeBron doing team long.
LeBron doing pregame, all that fucking dev gear, all that other shit.
Yeah.
Curse y'all niggas.
How are you from New York hating on it?
Sending y'all back another decade. Fuck that.
That's crazy. It would be dope if we win today and then that's our.
Bro, that's the finishing game.
Yeah, that'd be dope. You going with your dad?
Nah, some people that used to work at the Y, they got tickets and they were.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Take your own pops. To a series.
Nah, I'm pretty sure he gets off around like 7 o'clock and he's not going to want to travel all the way to the city at that time. And then have
Knicks
to come
win,
back
bro. A play
if they win, you got to show up in the side talks. The side. What's that shit? What's that shit called?
Oh, word. Them shit. Nah.
I'm not doing
safe.
That.
You got to get in there.
Hell no. Little white kid go call you a nigga, it's over, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody look at me, I'm be like,
They're going to get bashed 30 on you.
I got to punch it. And give me a little ass kid, too. I'm like, I don't.
It's one of those white boys. Those short little white boys.
And the people that do it, they're all white boys, too. So I'm like, I don't know.
I'd be having everybody in there. They'd be having the old heads. It's like.
When we went to that Kyle concert, they were there.
Where?
Oh, the sideshow people? Yeah. No way.
You know how there's two people that was doing camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, you saw their mics? Because they always have the mic.
Well, no, they didn't have the mics with them, but they went on some other podcast that I watched, and they were like just like on camera talking to people. And I was like, wait, I've seen these things before.
Oh, shit, I'm the niggas that be wild.
Yeah. But like, they say it's so behind the camera, so they don't really be like putting themselves out there like that. Yeah.
That's going to be fun, though.
Yeah, it's going to be super dope. Fun. Do you think my Knicks can go all the way, guys?
Yes.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I see the Celtics; they're so clipped.
You think so? Without Porzingis, I think we have a fighting chance. These injuries that we had the last couple games definitely scare me a little bit. But I think, like,
bro, y'all are got so guard heavy, bro, and they have one of the best perimeter defenses in the league. It
raps. That is true, but they also don't guard the basket that well. And we like to drive to the basket a lot, especially Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. So yeah, I'm cool off that. And Isaiah Hartenstein has the most amazing floater I've ever seen in my life. Say,
they look more so lazy on, like, Celtics. They look lazy on, like, kickouts. Like, once they do, like, a driving kick, and they don't really, like to close out the perimeter. That's what it looked like. They don't really like do it for real. But.
And that's all we do. Yeah, that's quite literally. It's just a fucking pick and roll. Jalen Brunson goes around, gets 2 feet in the paint, kicks out to somebody. Open three for Dante, OG, or Josh.
Oh, no. If I see Josh Hart with another 16-rebound game,
it's going to happen, bro.
Why are you going to be upset?
Yo, he keeps making bad bets.
You're mad he didn't do it for you?
You have a team with, like, he's three seven-footers, bro. Why is this 6'5" nigga getting 16?
He got the heart, right?
Exactly.
He got that heart.
He's hustling, bro.
Nigga don't sit the fuck down, bro. He literally does not sit down.
No, hey, Mike and Mike do that to you, you know?
You know, it was breaking news the other day. He had got benched. He got
sat down. Yeah, 4 minutes. He sat for the first time.
And he came back with mad energy, too. It was like, damn, 4 minutes does it for you.
Because they say, like, in practice, he don't really be doing shit. He just be, like kind of, like, bullshitting. And then when he gets to the game, he just gives.
Makes sense. It makes sense. So. And then you add some sugar in. Damn. That's it.
Son is there, bro. I mean, realistically, I don't think we're going to go to the chip. I think we probably do lose to the Celtics. I think we have a fighting chance. These injuries definitely scare me because it's like without OG, it was like, that's one less defender we have. Dante has been scoring well. I don't know if he can keep it up. Brunson is fucking hurt. He's starting to, like, slow down. So it's like, it's getting a little scared. We're missing one center already. It's like, I hope no one goes
three
concerned.
Threes today. He better hold the fuck down.
For who?
Jalen Brunson.
To make three threes?
Yeah. Man, lock the fuck in, nigga.
I
catch
see.
And shoot. Do what you
hate on
do.
Us, but you want to bet on us. It makes no sense.
Right? That's one a quarter. You have one to take off, rogue.
I mean, now he I don't know, because he really don't like taking threes until, like, the second half. So
you take two quarters.
Just shot. Lock in.
You better hope Nimhard's guarding him in the first half. That's the only time he shoots threes, bro. Who thinks going to win the trip this year?
I'm really rolling heavy on the Timberwolves.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think that last game was a little scary? They lost at home. Smacked them.
Because they smacked them, like, twice on the road. And, I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's Jokic, bro. Like, we know he's going to cook. Yeah. I think it's more so limiting the people around him. Once you limit the people around him, then it's like you can really, like,
focus. But that's the thing, because to me, like, the first two games, Jamal Murray's moving kind of slow. That last game, it seemed like he's kind of back to his normal self again.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's a little
people
scary.
Around him, we're good money, yo. Because, again, like, it's really Jamal Murray that really bails him out all the majority of these situations.
Definitely.
So, yo, because he can get his, like, 30 and 19.
And 12.
Everybody else, tighten the fuck up.
Mm. Yeah, nah, that's been a really good series. I'm not going to lie. I like Dallas, bro. They're playing really well.
I think they're just really big on just outscoring the other team.
I mean, yeah, 100%. And, I mean, they keep doing it. And I think the experience from Kyrie has, like, helped them a lot. And they have, like, so many different options, like, offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's a really good team.
I think they're taking advantage of Chet not being as, like, mobile on defense too. So,
and that's definitely hurting OKC. And I think OKC is just too young for them to do it. I think they need a couple more years to really get that experience up. And Chet got to put some muscle on his body. He's a little too small.
Oh,
Yeah, no, that's a fact. Yeah, you saw that shit. He tried to foul fucking Derek Lively.
Yeah, dude, nigga said he looked like Scooby Doo characters trying to chase them and shit. That shit was funny. Yeah, the Celtics are probably gonna make it out the East, but I don't know. Like, it seems too easy for them.
For the Celtics?
Yeah.
Bro, like, the East is weak as shit, bro.
No, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I don't know if they get to the finals. Like, let's say the Timberwolves do beat the Nuggets and they finally feel ready, and they get to the finals. And I'm like, I don't. If it's Celtics, you just beat up a bad Cavs team. You beat up a bad Miami team. Yeah. You can beat up a bad New York team.
I don't think the Celtics can, like, yeah, between the four teams in the West, the only ones I think the Celtics should actually beat is probably the Mavericks. I don't really see them beating the Timberwolves, Thunder, or.
I could see them beating the Thunder. Thunder and Mavericks, I can see them beating. The Nuggets and Timberwolves, that's where I'm like, it gets a little scary. Yeah. And even if my Knicks were healthy, I'll be like, it's a little scary for them, bro. And even JT, like, I think yesterday he didn't even play that well. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
Nah, but I think they're just like a really good defensive team.
And yeah, get surprisingly. Off there. Yeah.
Yeah, Derek White the one cooking for them. Like, come on, bro. Come
on. Yeah, him and Jaylen Brown have been playing really well for them. Who thinks going to be the future of the league once LeBron retires? Because we've seen in this playoffs, like, Anthony Edwards packed up fucking
KD. Suns.
Yeah. Who else got packed up? Kawhi and him got packed up. LeBron got packed up. Yeah, LeBron's got packed up.
Your Lakers. Lakers.
LeBron got packed the fuck up. They put that nigga. Said go to Cancun and start recording that podcast.
Don't let this Knicks hype fool you, bro. We know y'all are like top five disappointments.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. We do this all the time, bro. It's a New York thing,
you know? It's a New York thing, what Q said.
If we lose the Pacers, I won't be surprised. I'm not going to lie to you. We did that 10 years ago. I can see it happening again.
Face of the league. Honestly, I'm so like unsure really. Like, I want to say Anthony Edwards, but I feel like this is more so like media just like kind of trying to push that agenda. Yeah. To be honest.
What about Wemby?
Wemby.
He has a good chance. That rookie year was insane.
Face of the league. I don't know if I can say
Wemby. You don't want to put a French guy up there? No.
A non-American? You're not going for
not
in your country.
That's so deep.
Yo, what is that? I'm just trying to get it out. You know, I'm trying to see what you're really thinking.
Crazy. You're racist.
He ain't say no. He's still no.
Yo, but I don't know. Like, it's just like a lot of off-course shit. I guess for that like standard LeBron set of just like being like a good like person like off the court and off the court. It's like a lot of people are like pretty good and solid on the court, but a lot of players got like a lot of off court shit still going on for real.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards, I don't know how he escaped the whole like him just sending money to like this baby mother.
Oh, know? I remember.
But I think that really happens a lot. It's just,
it does.
He's a big star that everybody talks about.
That's what
about
I'm saying. So, like, that's what I'm saying about this whole agenda they're pushing on him. They just kind of like blew over that and just like really trying to push him to be face of the league. And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. My only thing with Anthony Edwards, if he's going to do it, I don't think they're going to allow him to do it in Minnesota. I feel like they're going to want to be on like a big team. Like, either he's going to have to come to like a New York or LA or Atlanta kind of a team for them to be like, okay, now we can establish that.
I
want to
say that, but I don't know.
Because who the fuck is watching? Like, let's say he's hurt. Like, no one's going to watch a Timberwolves game.
It's the same thing with, like, Michael in Chicago. It's like, bro, Chicago was, like, a super small market team. And, like, again,
we're still a big city, though, in the U.S.
It was Minneapolis. I want to say it's a bigger city than, like, Chicago.
Yeah.
It's kind of still in the same, like, it's a mid-market team. True. And it's like, nobody, you can say the same thing about the Bulls. Oh, who's watching a Bulls game if Michael's hurt? Or, again, Nike wasn't even a big thing at the time when he signed with them, too.
That's true.
Adidas, he's kind of just putting them on the map right now, for real. So, yeah, I mean, I think he could do it in Minnesota. But, like, you know, with the way contracts and shit be nowadays, like, niggas just be moving left and right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised.
And there's a whole thing going on with the owner of the team, because he was supposed to sell it to Alex Rodriguez, who's like a former MLB player. And, like, within the last couple of months, he's been like, so he told Alex Rodriguez and whoever he was partnering with to get the money. And then they got like half of the money. And then the dude was like, okay, cool. Now I'm not selling the team no more.
Now
Alex Rodriguez and them are like trying to like do a bunch of investigations. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, is like investigating it and everything now, too. But the guy literally was like, yeah, like I was going to sell it, but now we're good. So I'm not gonna sell what? Anymore.
I'd be like, tight damn, though. Fuck.
Yeah, so it's like that whole situation is weird, and that's a lot of people don't know like what's gonna happen with Kat after that, because like they're gonna have to start paying the rest of the guys, and they're like, okay, Kat's making a lot of money, so it's like either keep Rudy, we trade Kat, or we trade all the role players and just have to stay with that three those three players, and like that's probably gonna lead to a bad team eventually. So it's like they're in a weird spot. I think Luca has a really good shot at doing it, bro.
He doesn't like his non-American.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
You're
right. Oh my god, bro! It's like
you gotta suggest an American.
But you know, Luca looks.
I don't even think really Luca, bro. Because like on the court, bro, he gets mad technicals. I mean, he likes to argue with like refs and all this other shit like a lot, bro.
True. But I mean, Kobe. I mean, not that Kobe got a bunch of texts, but Kobe would argue on the court all the time. Everybody would love Kobe.
Like,
I think with Luka, I feel like he's just really, really competitive, and that's why.
But that's what I'm saying. When it looks like when Luka argues, it doesn't look like he's arguing from like a competitive standpoint. It looks more like he's kind of like whining, I guess. Mm. So it's like that's why
LeBron,
it leans to like.
We're making fun of LeBron for fucking LeBron crying and shit.
Yeah, his face is funny as fuck.
Nah, but okay, it's like a.
I mean, okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah, like LeBron, he'll complain about a call or something. Luka will complain about a call and then make a snarky remark to like the ref or something. Mm. Boom.
Oh yeah, that's true. As who would be? So you think Tatum? Because Tatum, like, he doesn't really complain like that.
Tatum,
he plays
Tatum.
Game.
I don't think
he has the good off court shit too.
He does, but it's also sad, like he's not in that like spotlight per se. He's just like,
he's on the Boston Celtics.
Like, no, but exactly, that's my point. Like, bro, that's like saying like Kawhi Leonard like should have been the face of the league when he was on the Spurs. Like,
yeah,
just,
but Kawhi didn't have the personality though. I think Kawhi had the personality, he would have been.
Even now,
I think if Kawhi had the personality in the Clippers, he would be. Looked at least on the same level as KD.
I don't know. I just feel like he's just got like really good teams like put around him, so you can't really like focus on him as an individual.
That is true.
Because it was like that at one point where it's like probably somewhere between like when Kyrie left in like 2019 and like 2020.
Yeah, they was glazing the fuck out of teams.
Yeah, you can literally very much put the light on him.
And then like Jaylen Brown had a couple good games. They're like, wait, are these niggas on the same level?
Niggas were saying they should keep Brown and trade Tatum at that point. Like, it was crazy.
So damn, so is it Shea then? Because Shea again. Off court, on court.
I don't know how long that thing with Shea will actually last.
Yeah, me either.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I said Luka, because like Luka literally from day one has been balling. Like he's been winning consistently since he's been in the league. Like he's clearly the best player on his team. Dallas has like a legacy of his own already. It's a pretty big city too, so it's like that seems like the perfect person. But what you said though is true. Like he do be complaining a lot. So it's like that is hard.
In fact, just gonna be like a little empty space so we can say someone for sure. Because I don't think LeBron really became the face of the league till about like 06-07. Not even 06-07. Probably like
I would say like 20. Low key, not until he got into Miami. Yeah, like he was a young nigga that was nice, but like, when he got to Miami, it was like, okay, it's him. Or Kobe. Then we clearly got like, okay, now it's definitely LeBron.
Yeah.
So yeah, we definitely probably got a couple more years. But that's why I was thinking Tatum. Cause I feel like. Tatum has gotten to like he literally had the moment of him versus LeBron already in his career.
It's probably gonna just jump around a little bit between player and player.
That's fair. I'm trying to think who could really be it. I mean, Wimby has a really good chance. His rookie year was fucking nasty. Nigga almost won Defensive Player of the Year his rookie season. That's crazy, bro.
Nah, not for real. I'm sad. I feel like he should have for real.
What, won it?
Yeah.
I think he would have won it if the team was good.
No, yeah.
Because I think that's really what it was. Like, his team wasn't good. He had crazy stats, but, like, his team wasn't really winning. And the Timberwolves ended up being one of the best teams in the West. So, it's like, it made sense. Fucking Ja, bro. It could have been Ja.
No, it was actually, like, it was it very much on its way for Ja.
No, Ja and fucking Zion, they both sold the bag. The shit was right there for both of them.
Zion just kept eating.
Zion didn't fuck up, but he did. Like,
nah, he did. Because, like, even on the Pelicans, like when CJ McCollum got traded to the team, like he like went, he's been on the team for like a weekend. Like he, like Zion didn't call him or text him nothing either. And I'm like, that's a weird thing to do. And yeah.
Oh, I think it was salty about the Drew having to get moved though.
It's fair, but it's like, nigga, you're the best player on the team.
Oh, what was no? They moved Drew and they moved fucking Lonzo too.
Oh, from Zion.
Yeah, he dead ass. Like, yeah, that was his whole backcourt right there.
Yeah. So it's like, and he's always hurting shit, so that's fucking him up.
Yeah.
It could have been Trae Young, but yeah.
His team is mid.
Yeah, they don't be putting good teams around him.
Yeah.
You think he'll leave?
I think so. I think it's going to happen soon. Oh, yeah. I think they're going to try for the next 2-3 years just to see what they can make around him, like what kind of team they can build around him. But if it doesn't work out, he's probably going to want to leave. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who else? Yeah, really, the only people I can really think of, I think Luka has a good chance of winning MVP, and I think it's important, like, stat to have to be considered the face of the league. I think Tatum has a good chance of winning MVP. Shea should have won it this year, but niggas violated. Yeah, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's kind of weird seeing, like, the transition, though. Like, seeing all of our, like, legacy players all.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's a big-ass change.
We're getting old, guys.
That's true.
We're getting fucking old.
Telling you, bro. Yo, this whole LeBron and Jordan debate, that shit's going to, like, start. That shit going to start crumbling, too, because the niggas are going to start saying LeBron just played against, like, weak-ass
competition. It's happening right now, Mookie.
Nah, that is.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so maybe we don't even know who the next guy's gonna be yet. Cause like, yeah, cause Jordan retired before LeBron got in the league. So yeah, we literally never saw him play against each other. So it might be the same thing where like LeBron retires and then we see that nigga like emerge slowly. Oh yeah, I think this is possible. I'm
start really locking in with the WNBA.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Be on to something. Shit, kind of fire. These girls, they be hooping, bro.
Yo, I dead ass want a WNBA hoodie, though.
Girl, the orange ones?
Which one? What team?
Nah, just like the
oh, just the
league one? No. Yeah, no, they came out pretty fire. And they're starting to play like the men's, where it's like they're pulling from deep. This fast-paced offense. It's going to be really interesting. It feels weird, though, trying to hop in now.
Like, no, a little bit, yeah.
You're like...
Because, like, I like basketball, but I never watched WNBA. So now it's like, am I watching because of hype?
I mean, if you like it now, are you nice?
Yeah. You just having a good game right now.
Hey, last year, I was watching the Aces and the Liberty, like, the final series. And I was like, oh, this shit is actually kind of fire. Then the Liberty lost, and I was like,
New York can't have tough, nothing.
Bro. Yeah, I'm not invested yet. That's the only thing, like. Even though the Liberty's a New York team, I still not like, I want them to win. I'm like, fuck it. But yeah, anything else you want to talk about before we... Well, again, thank you everybody that ever supported this podcast. Like I said, I'm going to be dropping more stuff. Follow me on my other YouTube channel, Discovery Day. Yeah, subscribe over there. And yeah, thank you for everybody that watched this podcast. All 74 subscribers for this YouTube channel, 330 people that follow our Instagram page. Thank you all
you
guys.
Thank you.
Over the year, this past year and a half. But yeah, see you guys on my next one.
Yeah, man. If you miss us, don't.
Dang. Dang.
But yeah, peace.
Peace.
Welcome to South. It's your host, Discovery Day here. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm calling it South.